Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to come check out my new podcast called the Unfuck Your Brain Podcast. What you're listening to right now, The Lawyer Stress Solution, has ceased production of new episodes. But Unfuck Your Brain is rocking and rolling. Every week, I release a new episode of the Unfuck Your Brain podcast, teaching you the same great tools for taming your brain, but with even more applications to other areas of your life. You can search for it by name. Remember, there's an asterisk instead of the U in Unfuck because we like to be polite, or just click the link to it in the podcast description for this show. I'll see you over there.
You're listening to The Lawyer Stress Solution, the only podcast that teaches you cognitive science-based techniques specifically created for lawyers. Learn how to manage your lawyer brain and conquer the stress, anxiety, and overwhelm of lawyer life. Here's your host, former lawyer and certified master coach, Kara Lowenthal.
Good morning, my esquires. I'm on a kick of using every word for lawyer I can in greeting you guys. Get through all the American ones, and then we'll probably have to start abroad, which is appropriate because today's topic is another listener request. We're going to be talking about avoidance. This listener request came from Jessica, who lives in the UK, which is super cool because I feel very international knowing that I'm getting transatlantic requests. I used to be a master avoider, so I love, love, love this topic. I've avoided things for weeks, months, even years. I mean, I bet you have too. We're going to really get into what makes you avoid things and how to change that habit. But before we get to that, I have a favor to ask you, because we're on a first name favor asking basis, right? Now that we've done 10 podcasts and this is the 11th. This year, the ABA is doing its annual Top 100 Online Resources Competition. But the new twist is they're adding podcasts. I would love to get the Lawyer Stress Solution included in the list. I know this podcast is really helping so many of you because I'm hearing from you, but I don't have a huge budget to spend on advertising it. And getting included on the top 100 resources would be such a good way to spread the word so that more lawyers can find out about the podcast and get help for free. You know, I came from a social justice background. I've always worked in nonprofits before I became a coach, and it's really important to me to share this work. You know, I do run a business, obviously, a coaching business, but I also produce a ton of content and teaching and do the free weekly mini sessions, right? I do a lot for free because it's important to me to get the word out about this because I know so many lawyers are struggling and suffering in ways that they really don't have to, and no one else is teaching these tools the way I am. So I want everyone to know about it. I want all the lawyers in the world to be able to listen to this podcast for free and hear these tools and practice themselves and help themselves. But they need to know about it. And this would be a really great way to get the word out. So if you'll help me out and do a good deed, 2 minutes of pro bono activity, it only takes 2 minutes to nominate me. You can just go to www.thelawyerstresssolution.com/ABA. And I've got the link there and I've included all the information you need to fill in when you nominate me. So it's like mostly copy and paste. You just have to write like two sentences of your own. I would be so grateful. And the deadline is July 31st. So I'll probably mention it again in next week's podcast and then that'll be it. Okay. Now this is perfect because I know this is the kind of thing you could put on your to-do list and then avoid doing. So today's topic is perfect. So let's talk about avoidance. So avoidance is different than procrastination. Procrastination is when you put off doing something, but eventually you get it done, right? Usually you hit a deadline of some kind. But what if there's no deadline? That's when you get into avoidance. Avoidance is when you just don't do something, full stop. You might not do it for days, weeks, months, years, even decades. You know you've decided theoretically to do it or that you should do it, but you never actually do it. Avoidance is kind of what happens to procrastination when there's no deadline to make you actually do the thing. So here are some things I have avoided doing in the past. Going to the doctor, organizing my belongings, learning to play an instrument. I'm still avoiding that one. Not really avoiding, I just haven't gotten around to it, but I used to avoid it. Getting home repairs done, ending friendships that I didn't enjoy, ending relationships that weren't fulfilling, right? How many of us just wait and wait until the relationship either falls apart by itself or the other person finally takes some action, right? Writing a novel. And that's just a partial list. And when you avoid something, you know that you should do it or even that part of you wants to do it. You've decided to do it and you have good reasons for that. You may even know that your life would be better if you did it. And yet you don't do it. Maybe you look at it on the to-do list week after week and you ignore it. Or maybe you don't even write it down, and whenever it pops into your head, you push the thought away, right? Things you might tell yourself include when I have more time, when I have more money, when it's a priority, when I'm not so busy, once my kids are older, once the fiscal year closes, once I make partner, once this case is over, right? All those someday, but not actually deadlines that we say to ourselves. But the day never comes. So in order to figure out how to stop avoiding, we have to figure out why we are avoiding in the first place. Now, if you've listened to any of these podcasts, you will not be surprised. What is the answer? It is our thoughts, right? Our thoughts. But more specifically, when you're avoiding doing something, you're not avoiding the actual action. This is so important. So your brain tells you that you're avoiding doing the actual thing, that the actual thing is the problem. That's not true. What you are avoiding is a feeling you don't want to have, right? You're avoiding a feeling you don't want to have. Your current brain predicts that if you do the thing or take any steps towards doing the thing, you will have this feeling that your brain doesn't think you want to have. Right? This is the key to it. This is the key to everything, really. It's the key to life, not just avoidance. When you are afraid of doing something or putting something off or don't want to do something or don't want to talk to someone or don't want to take any action or don't want a thing to happen to you, what you are really afraid of is that you will have a feeling in the future that you don't think that you will like, right? Present you brain is like, if this thing happens, then I will feel X and future me will not like feeling X. This may be happening subconsciously. So all you experience is a vague sense of unease or resistance to doing the thing. But behind the scenes, the brain is forecasting that if you try to do the thing, you will have a feeling that will be unpleasant. And why does this matter? Because your brain spends a ton of energy trying to avoid unpleasant feelings because your lizard brain thinks that unpleasant feelings mean you're going to die. I mean, that's a simplification, but that's basically what's happening. Especially feelings like fear or anxiety, which evolve to literally keep you from dying. So when your brain contemplates taking some action and it thinks, I don't know, I bet if I try to do that thing, I'm going to feel anxious in the future, it thinks you're going to die and it doesn't want you to do it. Your brain's trying to keep you alive so you can reproduce. That's all it cares about. It does not care if you ever learn to play the cello. As far as your brain is concerned, that is just not really a priority. That's why you have to be in charge. So when you're avoiding, that's what's happening. You have a subconscious or conscious thought that doing the thing will produce an unpleasant, scary, or painful feeling. So you avoid it. We have to take that one step deeper, though. Our feelings are caused by our thoughts, right? We talk about that on the podcast a lot. A thought is just a sentence in your mind. A feeling is a sensation, a physical sensation in your body, right? It's one word. It can have like a little cartoon face on a poster, right? Happy, sad, mad, glad, afraid, anxious. Those feelings are caused by thoughts, which are sentences in our mind. So when you are avoiding, it means current brain is predicting that future brain will have a thought and future brain's thought will cause a feeling that current brain predicts future brain won't like. Okay, so let's walk through a few examples. Let's say you have an ambitious career goal. You want to bring in your first client all on your own, or you want to start your own podcast, or you want to get a paid speaking gig. You put it on your list. It seems exciting in theory. Like, you definitely want to be the person who already has that thing, right? But then you keep not doing it. You look at it. Sometimes you even schedule time to work on it, but you don't actually do it. So the question is, what are you thinking that's creating a feeling that your brain wants to avoid? If you want to bring in your first client, but you keep avoiding making any calls or setting up any meetings, why is that? Well, your brain is predicting that if you do that, if you do set up a phone call or, you know, a coffee meeting, that you're going to feel anxious or you're going to feel weird. You're going to feel embarrassed or awkward. So the question is, what is your brain thinking now and predicting that you will think that will create that feeling? It might be it's awkward to ask people for business. My friend is going to think I'm pushy. If I fail at this, it'll mean I can't advance at this firm. Right? So your brain associates the fear and anxiety caused by those thoughts with doing this task, right? And your brain, your lizard brain, is like, this is a clear equation. If I set up this coffee meeting, then I have to go to it. And while I'm there, I'm going to think this is awkward and my friend thinks I'm pushy. And then I'm going to feel embarrassed and uncomfortable. And then I'm going to die. Right? That's what your brain thinks is going to happen. So it's predicting if I do this thing, I'm going to have this thought while I'm doing it. And then I'm going to feel terrible. And my whole job in life is to protect this person from feeling terrible. That's what your brain thinks. Let's take another example. Let's say you want to start a podcast to position yourself as an expert in your field. This is definitely not hypothetically drawn from my own life, right? You know it'll be some work up front, but it would pay off down the line. But every time you look at your to-do list, you pick something smaller and easier to complete, right? So this totally happened to me when I first was thinking about a podcast. Right. I knew I wanted to do a podcast, but it took me about 4 months to get on it. And it wasn't procrastination in the sense that there wasn't an external deadline. Really, what was happening is that I was avoiding doing it until I sat down and coached myself about it. And then I just did it. But some of the thoughts I was having that another person might also have in this situation were thoughts like, this will take forever. It's going to be expensive to get it set up. I don't know how to do it. Right. That's my brain's favorite. My brain is always like, I don't know how. And then it throws itself on its back like a turtle. What if no one listens to it? It seems complicated. So those thoughts create feelings like anxiety or overwhelm or dread, and then you keep avoiding it. So if avoiding is caused by subconscious thoughts that make the task seem off-putting for some reason, how do we fix it? So the first step, as always, is to figure out what you're thinking. So here's some homework, if you're so inclined. Pick a task you've been avoiding, right? However big or small, a task, a project, a move across the country, a career change, whatever it is. Write down a stream of consciousness of all your thoughts and fears and anxieties about this item. If you set a timer and don't let yourself say, I don't know, the truth will come out, right? The only thing that's never allowed in coaching is the answer, I don't know. That is a sort of coaching breaker, right? That's your brain just being like, I don't want to look at my own thoughts and feelings. It seems scary. You can't make any progress if you allow yourself to say, I don't know. You have to really find out what's in there. So once you've got all the thoughts down on paper, read them over. Notice how you feel. That feeling is the reason you are not taking on the project, right? That feeling is the reason you are avoiding. That feeling is the reason you are not taking action. Because those thoughts that you've just written down that you maybe weren't even conscious of have been running in a loop unconsciously in your brain this whole time, creating that feeling and the fear of having more of that feeling. And that's why you haven't been taking any action. So now you need to come up with a script for yourself to think on purpose that will help you actually do it. Right? That's how we change action. We change our thoughts. So for instance, if your thought about bringing in business is it's awkward to ask for someone's business, you could practice thinking something like, the only way anyone ever gets business is they ask for it. And everyone knows that happens at a business meeting. That's the point of a business meeting, right? If your thought about a podcast is it's going to be complicated to figure it out, you could practice thinking, I figured out complicated things before. I just need to go step by step and it will get done. It's really as simple as that, even though applying it is not always easy. When you are avoiding something, you are never avoiding the actual thing. You are avoiding the feeling that your brain fears it will have if you attempt to do the thing. The good news is, though, that feeling is just caused by a thought that your brain is predicting you will think. So if you decide what to think on purpose, that prediction doesn't have to come true. Whatever your thoughts are, the new thought needs to be unique to you. So I gave you some examples. Those might resonate for you and they might not, and your fear might be, you know, about some project that I didn't cover. So that's why you really have to look at your unique thoughts that you're having and then figure out a thought that is unique to you that resonates for you. And you have to be able to believe the new thought. If you don't believe the new thought, it won't work. So if you're having trouble coming up with one, that's why I offer those three free mini sessions I talked about on the last podcast. And if you missed the last podcast, you can just go to www.thelawyerstresssolution.com/mini-session to sign up for one. So it's a name of the podcast, lawyerstresssolution.com/mini-session. All right. So you've got your homework and I'll see you all again next week.
If this episode resonated with you, you need to come check out The Clutch. Because once you've learned how to coach yourself, we have a whole bonus course called How to Get Really Fucking Organized. It's exactly what it sounds like. There's a video module and a workbook that walks you through the exact system and process that I used and I still use to build and manage a multi-million dollar business from scratch, see family, see friends, have time to date and for hobbies, get to the gym and still have time to relax and enjoy my life. If you've ever dealt with overwhelm or stress or overflowing inboxes or endless to-do lists, in other words, if you've ever been a human living in modern times, this course will change your life. And you'll get tons of support from the Clutch community and expert guidance whenever you need it to help you apply and keep applying these principles so that you can implement the system and truly transform your work life and every other part of your life too. You can learn how to accomplish more than you ever have before without the stress. It truly is possible. Just go to unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch, or you can just text your email address to 347-934-8861, and we will text you right back a link to a mobile site where you can read all about The Clutch and decide there if you want to join. I hope you will, because I know it will change your life. See you in there. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country, going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, two parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1 347 997 1784 and the code word is tour. I cannot wait to see you there.